feeling better.
Yesterday, the day it's mostly an hour.
Are we recording? Okay.
We're recording.
I'm gonna go live here. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:05 p.m. on Tuesday, December 28th, 2021. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Penrod here. Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which was on December 14th. Nicole, did you see any changes or corrections?
I did not. I'll make a motion. We accept the minutes approve the minutes as presented.
Okay, and I'll second for the discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. Nicole and I approve.
Abstain.
And Walt abstains. Okay. Next up is the bid award for the North Substation upgrade. Okay, so Sean had said that he was not going to be able to be here tonight.
But did he say to you, Chip?
About the bids?
Any recommendations?
No, I have not talked to him before.
I don't want to prove anything before I don't got nothing.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
They took him.
Yeah, it's I'm sorry. I misread his text. It's tabling. It wasn't taking, it was tabling. So So my bad. So Sean would ask that we table the bids for until our next Board of Works meeting. I'll make that motion to table. Second. Motion seconded for the discussion. All those in favor should put the usual sign. It is unanimous. We'll table that till the next meeting. Next up is the final pay request for invoice number 9 for Donahue and the pig launch.
Mike Cook did approve that for the $21.76.05.
I'll make a motion we approve invoice number 13790-09 for the amount of $2,176.05 as presented.
Okay.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is a change order number 7 with R.E. Crosby for phase 1B of the CSO mitigation project. I do know that this is the last change order. This does all the final adjustments and the liquidated damages and everything in there. This is the true up at the end of the project. That's exactly right.
Okay.
And you'll see actually the decrease of the change order is $171,242.81, which is that brings the total contract price down by like $120,000 from original price. So the project ended up under budget.
Great.
So from the balance left over, where does that money fall in?
So that money will actually go back into, correct me if I'm wrong, Rosie, but I think that money goes back into paying off some of it. So it basically takes the difference of that loan and it'll put it back toward the loan to decrease it.
Right.
That's the best way to say it. So.
Okay. And that also was approved online.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I will make a motion that we approve change order number 7 with R.E. Crosby for the phase 2B. I said one. I think I did not. I meant 2B. The phase 2B CSO mitigation project. As presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. I think that darn well closes the book on our long-term control plan. That's great news. Next up is a curb cut permit for 959 East Hawthorne Lane. This is to install a new gas service to a new home.
And that was also approved by Kelly.
This is over in Brennan's addition. Any questions about this? Okay. Hearing none?
I'll make a motion. We approve the curb cut at 915 East Hawthorne Lane as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up are bills.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable vouchers dated December 28, 2021 in the amount of $307,150.35.
I'll second. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $228,872.58 plus overtime in the amount of $6,438.76 for the pay file ending 12/17/21.
Can I ask that you amend your motion of the all pay types except overtime to 56 cents?
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yes,
okay. That. And I'll second that. Further discussion? All those in favor show with the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Next up is department reports. We'll start with Tom.
Well, our candy giveaway on Christmas Eve went very well. For the first time that I can remember, we gave every bit of it away and actually ran out of candy. I guess my premonition came true that the advertisement that we had last year was going to come through for us. But I when we got back to the station, I told the guys I was very okay with that. I'd rather give it all away to families that pull through than to have some and just be sticking it in cars trying to give the rest away. So that was very successful. Last meeting, I also reported that our breathing air compressor was having some issues. I strongly expressed my concern to the company, and seems like we have gotten somewhere, and things are up and running, and we have not had any issues since. So, and we got very prompt attention. So, with those two things, I think that's just been trying to get end of the year things done with Rosie, and I think she hates me now.
All of
them. Still number one.
I like Rosie.
Great. Questions to Tom?
No.
Thank you. I just want to say, obviously, thanks, Tom, to you and your staff, and obviously to Kelly and his staff, as well as Mike Schoda and his staff, on this fire training facility. We had the ribbon cutting for it, as you all know, at 3:30 earlier today. And really appreciate it, despite the, you know, 3-inch snowflakes that were coming down and all that stuff. I thought it was a really meaningful event. And if you've not seen it, the facility is named after our own Walt Crowder, and we're excited about that. That was something that was really pushed by the firefighters for all of Walt's service, and so we're really appreciative of that, and I know it was a good moment for Walt and his family as well. But great time today, and really big kudos. I think, like I said, I think we figured up your guys probably saved the city $60,000 to $80,000 on right. Just doing all that work in house and not contracting it out, and so that's a big deal. And so I just as people go past that facility, if you don't know where the training facility is, it is right behind the Fire Museum. If you don't know where the Fire Museum is, it's on South Whitley Street near Kenneth Wright Park, near the Bluebell Apartments. But I just say that to say it's a really simple facility, but it's so impactful in how it will handle our training for our firefighters, and certainly make sure that our firefighters are really well equipped as they go into hopefully very, very few fires into the future. So. Thanks for your leadership on that, Tom.
Yes.
Chip.
I've only got one thing to really report. We submitted a DNR grant back 1st December for the trail extending from you know, going out to the high school. They had, what was it, I think, 6 issues with it. Mm-hmm. We got everything wrapped up today. Hopefully, it's what DNR wants, so cross your fingers that we get a warden on that. So we need that. And but, yeah, we got everything submitted today, and it's turned in. So other than that, I've got nothing else.
We did, just for your information, we did get $25,000 from the Community Foundation. They contributed that, as well as $100,000 from DECO to match. So again, assuming we get the grant, then we have other match dollars available.
Yeah, we had a local businessman.
I was gonna say a local business that gave
$25,000.
So, I mean, comparatively speaking, when we look at our last application and look at the current application, this one is much stronger in so many ways. But competition also has ramped up as well. So hopefully this is good news for us, and we anticipate knowing what, Chip? We anticipate knowing within a couple of months, probably?
I believe so.
So yeah. That is exciting. So. Okay? Mm-hmm. Question? Okay. Yeah. Gary?
Well, I'd like to personally and publicly thank you for your service over the many years, and congratulate you on the fire training facility being named after you.
Thank you.
So we've been dealing with the insurance companies on Officer Cook's car that was crashed several months back. They're still battling back and forth. They're obviously not getting everything that we're requesting as far as equipment and uninstall and reinstall numbers in there. So Rosie's been working diligently with them to try to get that process completed. Patrolling for presence went off without a hitch. So it went off very well. Children and families are very pleased. There's still some gifts down in dispatch. If anybody knows any families that were unable to attend and made reservations, their gifts are in dispatch. They can just go to the communication window here at City Hall, pick those up. We put the drone up in the air a couple times since we've had it, and I'd like to just thank PDQ and Sites Medical for their donations and helping getting that program started. So. Still working on the SOPs and policies for it, and so trying to get them all cured up. However, I did tell Jared Kelly, Officer Kelly, he's the drone pilot, that if something comes up, I mean, I don't want the tool just sitting there.
Yeah.
Call me, I'll give him approval if I feel necessary.
Yeah. Sir.
And he's able to fly per the criteria. So where we're at is Police Department Dispatch. We had a hiring process. We had 19 show up for the testing. We narrowed that down to 12 for formal interviews. And then from the formal interviews, they narrowed it down to 6 for the informal interviews. And then we had 3 come to the chief's interview. And wow, I was impressed by all 3 of them. Very, very tough decision, and which is a good thing. So. A lot of times it's an easy decision, but man, it was very difficult this time. So I sat down, reviewed the rankings of the formal and the informal, sat down with Shane, had a good discussion over the interviews and the ranking of them, and we decided to hire Megan Cotter. She's very excited, very bubbly personality. I think she's going to be a great fit to the team, and looking forward to that. New chairs came in for dispatch, and they've been assembled and are being used, and people are liking them. Same chairs that we had before, but obviously just newer. The cushions are new and everything, so working out nice. And that's what I have for dispatch.
A lot of hours of sitting in those chairs.
Right, exactly. For sure.
It buzzes when
they're there. Then we have to wake them up. Just kidding.
Yeah, just kidding. Questions?
Nope.
Thank you. Rosie?
Just working on a lot of year-end stuff and trying to get all the department heads rounded up for their spending all their last of their money. And but hopefully by the end of the month, or end of December, we'll have everything wrapped up.
Great. We have obviously a lot of people out this week. And a reminder that that City Hall is closed on Thursday and Friday of this week in observance of New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. We'll be back at it, obviously, Monday the 3rd. I've got a lot of things scheduled for, you know, that week in general, and just trying to make sure that we are, you know, ready to go for the new year. So, as you know, it snowed outside today, so Kelly was out plowing and putting material down. They have the belly blades out for that. They actually, I don't think they had the plow heads on the front yet because, you know, we anticipated maybe a rain snow mix today, uh-huh. not 2 inches of snow.
Yeah.
2 or 3 inches of snow.
Right.
So, with that being said, though, they are out and they're doing their thing, which is great. I know that the Redevelopment Commission continues to work on the project on the end of Chauncey Street there, South Chauncey Street, the former LML property. I know we just have a lot of things going on right now. But we have an economic development prospect or two now that looks good, and we're still working with them to try to make sure that we're the right fit for them and all those kind of great things. So typically this last 2 weeks is not as busy,
uh-huh.
and it has been full throttle.
Yeah.
For just about everybody. So really appreciate all the work of our department heads, and obviously as we end the year, I'm just so proud of our city, of how resilient we've been, of the growth we've had, of the businesses that have, you know, done what they've done, and certainly our departments that continue to pour themselves into our community to make it a better place. Thank you both for your partnership, and certainly you, Rosie, as my co-pilot. And, Marcia, who's on the phone with us, and just really excited about 2022. Walt.
Again, today wasn't a day that I had more surprises than I ever dreamed of. And it was very humbling to have that honor to carry the name of the fire facility. I know that, again, as I said, we could put 50 more names up there, up there with me. And I just, again, I just was speechless earlier today. I just stood there and looked at it for, I don't know, it seemed like forever. But I just, you reminisce and you go back in your mind where you've been and where you're at. And so enjoy each day.
Mm.
I'll congratulate Walt, and that's all I have.
With that, we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.